Callie's fascination with French. Callie began studying language in high school, first with 2 years of Latin. Then, to her parents' dismay, she selected French over German. Odd for her, since she usually went along with their wishes. Life had been easier that way. But she took her parents on when it came to French. She reasoned with them. It made more sense to continue with a Romance language after her 2 years of Latin than to switch to a Germanic one. But her actual motivation stemmed from a fascination that had been brewing since she first heard Edith Piaf sing Milor on the Ed Sullivan Show. She had been charmed by Piaf's accented English introduction to the song of a love that could not be, and then mesmerized by Piaf's delicious rolled R's when she got underway in French. Callie had no idea if she could sound any more like France's little sparrow than she looked like her, but she would give anything to try. And besides, it was her last chance to take a class with Steve, who would be graduating at the end of the year. So she said she wouldn't take another language at all if it wasn't to be French. Her mother convinced her father to let her have her way this once. Though he conceded, he did so with a, "Mark my words, this will not turn out well." And he would yell to Callie's mother, "They are at it again," when he heard her speaking French on the phone with Steve. But it wasn't Steve for whom Callie yearned to sound like Piaf, though he was in a way responsible, for Steve had taken her to see A Raisin in the Sun. And so, when other girls her age developed crushes on a beloved teacher or an older brother's best friend, Callie dreamed of whispering Milor to Sidney Poitier, at least until Noah came along.